Hey there.
Oh.
Ever wonder what a single day in the AI world looks like?
Hmm.
Well, buckle up because we're about to find out.
All right.
Today's deep dive takes us back to November 11th, 2024, a day just absolutely brimming with AI advancements from industry reports and
Right.
tech news to, well, mind-blowing announcements, really.
Sounds exciting.
By the end of this, you'll have a front row seat to the trends
Yeah.
shaping the future of AI.
I'm excited to see what gems we uncover.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much can happen in just 24 hours in this field.
Right. And we're kicking things off with a bold prediction from none other than Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI.
Okay.
He's doubling down on his belief that artificial general intelligence, AGI for short, is just around the corner.
Wow.
Saying we'll see it by 2025.
It's a fascinating prediction, especially considering some reports are pointing to a potential slowdown in large language model development across the industry. There's even chatter that OpenAI's rumored Orion model, their next big thing, might not show the same leaps and bounds in performance as we've seen with previous generations.
It's true. There's been some buzz about those benchmarks,
yeah,
particularly in coding tasks. But here's the thing. Altman seems completely unfazed. He's maintaining that the path to AGI is basically clear.
Really?
And that the real challenges now are more about engineering than fundamental scientific breakthroughs.
I see.
That's where their foundations team comes in.
Okay.
Laser focused on cracking the tough nuts, like the scarcity of high quality data for training these, well, AI behemoths.
It's almost like a puzzle, right?
Yeah.
On one hand, there's this sense that the rapid progress we've seen might be hitting a plateau. But on the other, you have a key player like Altman who's absolutely convinced the AGI is within reach.
Right.
Maybe even closer than we think. It makes you wonder, what's fueling his confidence?
I don't know.
Could Orion have some hidden potential that these benchmarks aren't capturing?
It's certainly a head scratcher. And imagine the implications if he's right. AGI.
Wow.
Machines that can think and reason like humans.
Right.
That's a whole different ballgame.
Totally.
We're talking about the potential to reshape entire industries, revolutionize the way we work, live, and even think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling to even consider the possibilities. And let's not forget the potential challenges.
Yeah.
If AGI becomes a reality,
right,
we'll need to be prepared to address the ethical implications and ensure that this technology is used responsibly and for the benefit of humanity.
No doubt about it. But hey, let's shift gears for a moment and talk about something a little more, well, musical.
Right.
Get this. The Beatles just snagged some Grammy nominations.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Their last album came out decades ago, right?
Huh?
How is that possible?
Exactly. That's what makes this so incredible.
Okay.
Their AI-enhanced track, Now and Then, which was released just last year, just got nominated for Record of the Year and Best Rock Performance. We're talking about a historical moment here.
Right.
The first time an AI-assisted song has ever been recognized by the Grammys.
So how did they pull this off?
Well,
did they create a deep fake of John Lennon's voice or something?
Not exactly.
Hmm.
They use this amazing AI technology called stem separation to isolate and clean up John Lennon's vocals from an old demo tape recorded way back in 1978.
1978.
Think of it like the noise-canceling tech you use in video calls.
Okay.
But dialed up to 11 and applied to music.
I see.
They were able to extract his voice and make it sound studio quality.
That's a really ingenious use of AI, and it really highlights how much the Grammys' view on AI and music has evolved. Remember last year when they completely shut down that AI music creator, ghostwriter?
Right.
They denied them any consideration because they used unauthorized vocals. Now they're recognizing an AI-assisted track.
Right.
Times are definitely changing.
It's a complete 180, isn't it?
Yeah.
The music industry is clearly grappling with the role AI will play in creation. And this Grammy nomination just throws fuel on the fire.
This brings up so many questions.
Yeah.
What does this mean for the future of music creation?
Right.
Will AI evolve from a tool to a collaborator?
Right.
Or even a creator in its own right?
Big questions indeed. And speaking of changing landscapes,
Okay.
let's jump over to the world of robotics,
All right.
where things are getting very interesting.
Interesting.
Researchers at MIT have been hard at work on an AI system called LucidSim.
Okay.
And let me tell you, this thing is revolutionizing the way robots are trained.
Oh, I read about this.
Yeah.
They're training robot dogs in virtual reality, right?
You got it.
Yeah.
And the results are straight out of a sci-fi movie.
Wow.
These robot dogs are mastering real-world tasks with an unprecedented level of skill.
Really?
We're talking navigating complex obstacles, playing fetch, all thanks to their training in these incredibly realistic simulated environments. They're even outperforming robots trained using traditional methods.
The secret sauce here is the use of AI to generate those training scenarios.
Me.
LucidSim blends physics simulations with the power of ChatGPT to create these incredibly diverse training grounds for the robot dogs.
Yeah.
Imagine being able to change the weather, the lighting, the terrain,
Yeah.
all on the fly. It's like a boot camp for robot
Yeah.
dogs, but all inside a computer.
Right. It's wild, right?
Yeah.
And the results speak for themselves.
Okay.
Traditional training methods, where you have to demonstrate everything to the robot manually,
Right.
were only achieving about a 15% success rate on these same tasks.
Wow.
LucidSim is pushing that number closer to 88%.
It's a massive leap forward.
It is.
It really highlights the potential of this approach.
Yeah.
Training in these virtual worlds could significantly speed up robot development and reduce our reliance on real-world data, which can be expensive and time-consuming to collect.
Exactly. And think about the possibilities.
Yeah.
We could be on the cusp of a whole new generation of robots, capable of performing tasks we never thought possible. But of course,
Yeah.
with every exciting advancement comes a new set of questions.
That's right. It makes you wonder about the potential unintended consequences of training AI in these simulated worlds. What happens when these robots encounter real-world situations that weren't part of their virtual training?
Yeah.
How will they react? Could their behavior become unpredictable?
That's definitely a valid concern. We're essentially venturing into uncharted territory,
Right.
and it's crucial that we carefully consider the potential risks along with the rewards. But hey, let's not get too ahead of ourselves. We've got a whole day's worth of AI news to unpack.
Either way, I'm all ears.
All right, how about a quick rapid-fire roundup of some other notable AI developments from November 11th?
Okay.
It'll be like a news flash from the future.
Sounds fun. Let's hear it.
Okay, first up, we're heading over to China,
Right?
where they've developed an AI-powered robot lifeguard.
Cool.
This thing patrols rivers and can detect people in distress, potentially saving lives.
That's amazing. It's not surprising to see China pushing the boundaries in AI.
Right.
They've been investing heavily in this field for years.
Absolutely. Next up, we've got some news from the healthcare front.
Okay.
There was a case where an AI system actually detected early-stage breast cancer
Oh, wow.
in a woman who had received normal mammogram results.
Wow.
Talk about the potential of AI to change
That's
lives.
incredible.
Yeah.
Early detection is crucial when it comes to cancer treatment,
Yes.
and this could be a game changer for so many people.
Now, for something a little unexpected, AI is being used to detect pain in goats. I
What?
know, right?
Hmm.
It sounds strange, but researchers are using AI to analyze the facial expressions of goats to improve animal welfare and veterinary care. Who knew AI could be so empathetic?
It just goes to show the versatility of AI. It's popping up in the most unexpected places.
Yeah.
And it's exciting to see how it's being used to address real-world problems, even in the animal kingdom.
Okay, last one for this rapid-fire round. Brace yourselves. AI influencers are on the rise.
Ah, yes. The age of the virtual celebrity.
Yeah.
I have to admit, it's a bit fascinating and unsettling at the same time. It's getting harder and harder to tell what's real and what's artificial.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It definitely raises some interesting questions about authenticity and the future of online interaction. So, as you can see, November 11th, 2024 was a jam-packed day in the AI world.
It's incredible how much is happening in this space, but what's even more fascinating are the overarching themes we're seeing emerge.
Yeah.
AI is becoming a major force in creative industries.
Right.
It's popping up in unexpected applications,
Yeah.
and we're constantly being challenged to consider the ethical implications of its development.
It's like we're watching the future unfold right before our eyes. And on that note, let's take a quick peek at some of the AI tools that were trending on that day.
I'm always curious to see what new tools are emerging. What did you find?
Well, first up, we have the AI app generator, a tool that allows developers to create AI-powered applications with lightning speed.
Mm.
Basically, it helps you build wrappers, which are like interfaces around AI models.
Okay.
So they can be easily integrated into apps.
That sounds incredibly useful.
Yeah.
It speaks to the increasing accessibility of AI.
Right.
More and more people are able to harness its power.
Yeah.
Not just the tech giants.
Exactly. And then we have Maybrain, which is, well, a bit more personal.
Okay.
It's a platform designed to preserve the voices and memories of loved ones. Mm-hmm. You can think of it as a way to interact with them in the future.
Oh, wow.
Even after they're gone.
Oh, that's both heartwarming and a little bit eerie.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder about the future of memory and how technology might change our relationship with the past.
It's mind-blowing stuff for sure.
It is.
All right, let's step back for a moment and try to make sense of everything we've uncovered about this particular day in AI history.
What strikes me the most is the sheer speed of innovation. In just 24 hours, we've seen groundbreaking advancements, unexpected applications, and new ethical dilemmas emerge.
Right.
It's a constant reminder that we're living in an era of exponential technological progress.
It's exhilarating and a little overwhelming all at the same time.
Yeah.
So for our listener out there,
okay,
what stands out to you as the most significant development from November 11th, 2024? What's got you thinking?
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
There were so many remarkable things happening, but perhaps the most impactful development in the long run is the work being done with LucidSim and the training of robots in virtual worlds. This has the potential to revolutionize robotics and accelerate the development of AI systems across various industries.
I agree. That's a major breakthrough. And I think those Grammy nominations for Now and Then are incredibly symbolic.
Right.
They represent a turning point in the acceptance of AI in creative fields, forcing us to re-examine our definitions of art and creativity.
Absolutely. And of course, we can't forget the ethical considerations that are intertwined with every aspect of AI development.
Yeah.
From the use of AI and surveillance to the rise of AI influencers, we're constantly grappling with the impact of this technology on our privacy, authenticity, and even our sense of humanity.
It's a lot to process, that's for sure. But it's also incredibly exciting to be witnessing this technological revolution unfold right before our eyes. Who knows what mind-blowing advancements tomorrow will bring?
That's the beauty of it,
right?
The future of AI is still being written,
and
it's full of possibilities and potential pitfalls.
Right.
It's our responsibility to navigate this landscape with care.
Definitely.
And ensure that AI is used for good.
Well said. And with that in mind, we encourage you to explore the links provided in the show notes. You can dive deeper into any of the fascinating developments we've discussed today.
And as you continue to explore the world of AI, I'd like to leave you with a final thought.
Okay.
What area of AI development are you most excited or concerned about?
And why? It's a question worth pondering as we navigate this rapidly evolving landscape together. It really is a whirlwind of activity. And, you know, while we've been focusing on the big headlines, there were a few under-the-radar developments on November 11th that I think are worth mentioning.
Oh, I love those hidden gems. What caught your eye?
Well, in the world of AI music generation, a company called Suno quietly released some impressive demos of their upcoming version 4 model. These audio samples are incredibly realistic, a noticeable leap forward from what we've heard before.
I'm familiar with Suno. They've been making waves with their unique approach to AI music composition. It seems like every day the quality of AI-generated music takes another big jump forward. It's almost like watching a musical arms race.
It is, and it's fascinating to see how different companies are approaching this challenge. But moving away from the creative side of AI, there were also some interesting geopolitical developments. The U.S. Commerce Department issued an order to TSMC, a major chip manufacturer, to halt the export of advanced AI chips to Chinese customers. That's a pretty significant move. What's the thinking behind that?
Well, it highlights the growing strategic importance of AI chips. These chips are the brains behind AI systems, and access to them is becoming a point of contention between the U.S. and China. This move could have ripple effects throughout the entire industry.
It sounds like something we'll need to keep a close eye on. Speaking of competition, it looks like Baidu, the Chinese tech giant, is gearing up to release their own AI-powered smart glasses. They're positioning them as a more affordable alternative to Meta's Ray-Ban smart glasses.
Interesting. It seems like every tech company is trying to integrate AI into our everyday devices, voice assistants, cameras, all powered by AI right there on our faces. It makes you wonder how long it will be before these things become as commonplace as smartphones.
It's definitely a trend to watch. And while we're talking about the big players, there was an interesting legal development involving OpenAI. Remember that copyright lawsuit filed against them by Raw Story and Alternet, the one that centered around the use of news articles to train AI models?
Yes, I recall that case. It was a pretty significant one, as it raised important questions about the ownership of data used to train AI systems.
Well, on November 11th, that lawsuit was dismissed. It's a victory for OpenAI, but I have a feeling this issue is far from settled. We're likely to see more legal challenges as AI becomes increasingly intertwined with content creation.
I agree. It's a complex legal landscape, and the rules are still being written. But let's switch gears again. The Washington Post made a splash that day by launching a new generative AI search tool called Ask the Post AI. It uses their vast archives to provide direct answers and curated results to readers' questions.
That's intriguing. It seems like every major media outlet is experimenting with AI-powered tools these days. It makes you wonder how these tools will change the way we consume information. Will they make us more informed, or will they create echo chambers and filter bubbles?
That's a valid question, and one that we need to consider carefully. It's all about finding the right balance between leveraging AI's capabilities and preserving the integrity of information. But speaking of OpenAI, they also had a significant internal change. Lillian Wang, their VP of Research and Safety, announced her departure. She'd been with the company for 7 years, so it's a pretty big loss.
That's a notable exit. Wang was a key figure in their research and safety efforts, areas that are becoming even more crucial as AI becomes more powerful. It makes you wonder what direction OpenAI will take without her leadership in those areas.
It will definitely be interesting to see how they fill that void. And finally, we can't forget about Elon Musk and his AI company, xAI. They launched a free tier of their Grok chatbot in some regions, giving users limited access to Grok 2 and its image analysis capabilities.
Ah, yes. Another contender entering the chatbot arena. It seems like the competition in the generative AI space is just heating up. It's like everyone wants a piece of the AI pie.
It's an exciting time to be following this field. But as we wrap up our deep dive into November 11th, 2024, it's clear that even beyond the major headlines, it was a day filled with a whirlwind of AI activity.
It really puts into perspective just how rapidly this technology is evolving and how deeply it's impacting so many different aspects of our lives. From the music we listen to the robots that might one day assist us, to the geopolitical landscape, AI is changing the world as we know it.
It's a fascinating, complex, and at times even a bit overwhelming journey. But it's a journey we're all on together, and it's crucial that we stay informed and engaged as AI continues to shape our future.
Couldn't agree more. And on that note, we encourage you to explore the show notes for links to all of the developments we discussed today.
Take a deeper dive, do your own research, and form your own opinions. The world of AI is vast and ever-changing, and the more we understand it, the better equipped we'll be to navigate its complexities.
It really is mind-blowing to think how much happened in just one day. But before we wrap up our deep dive into November 11th, 2024, there are a couple more things I wanted to touch on. They didn't quite make the headlines, but they caught my attention, and I think they offer a glimpse into some interesting trends.
I'm all ears. What did you find?
Well, first up, there was a development in the world of natural language processing that I found fascinating. A research team at Google AI announced a breakthrough in something called few-shot learning. It essentially means they've developed a new technique that allows AI models to learn new tasks with significantly less training data.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
One of the biggest challenges in AI development has been the sheer volume of data required to train these models. If they can achieve similar results with less data, it could dramatically accelerate progress in areas like language translation, text summarization, and even creative writing.
Exactly. It's like teaching an AI to learn more like a human, picking up new skills quickly with just a few examples. And on a completely different note, there was a development in the field of robotics that I think has the potential to change the way we think about manufacturing. A company called Dexterity unveiled a new generation of robots that are specifically designed to work alongside humans in warehouses and factories.
That's intriguing. We've all heard about the potential for robots to automate jobs, but this sounds like a different approach, one where robots and humans collaborate rather than compete.
Exactly. These robots are equipped with advanced sensors and AI algorithms that allow them to understand their environment and work safely and efficiently alongside human workers. They can handle tasks like picking and packing orders, loading and unloading trucks, all while adapting to the unpredictable nature of a human-centered environment.
It sounds like a glimpse into the future of work, a future where humans and robots form a kind of symbiotic partnership. It raises interesting questions about how we'll need to adapt our skills and training to thrive in this new landscape.
Absolutely. And finally, there is a development on the policy front that I think highlights the growing importance of ethical considerations in AI. The European Union announced that they're working on new regulations that would require companies to disclose when they're using AI systems to make decisions that affect people's lives.
That's a crucial step. As AI becomes more integrated into our daily lives, it's essential that we have transparency and accountability. People deserve to know when their decisions are being influenced by algorithms, and they have the right to understand how those algorithms are working.
I couldn't agree more. So as you can see, even beyond the major headlines, November 11th, 2024, was a day filled with fascinating developments that hinted at the vast potential and the complex challenges that lie ahead in the world of AI. It's been an incredible journey exploring all these advancements with you and pondering their implications.
It really has.
And I think it highlights just how important it is for all of us to stay informed, engage in thoughtful discussions, and play an active role in shaping the future of this transformative technology.
Well said.
And on that note, we want to thank you for joining us on this deep dive into November 11th, 2024. We hope this episode has given you a glimpse into the incredible pace of innovation in the world of AI and sparked your curiosity to learn more.
Remember, the future of AI isn't something that's happening to us. It's something we're all creating together. So stay curious, stay engaged, and let's build a future where AI empowers us all.